This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. German Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed shock and sorrow Thursday at the deadly floods in her country, saying many people had died and pledged that everything would be done to find those still missing.
Ich traue die, die in dieser Katastrophe ihr Leben verloren haben.
Merkel said, I grieve for those who lost their lives in this disaster. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens of people are missing in Germany and Belgium, AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Storms across parts of Western Europe in recent days caused rivers and reservoirs to burst their banks, resulting in several flash floods overnight as rain-soaked soil failed to absorb any more water. Authorities in the western German region of Euskirchen said rescue operations were hampered by the fact that phone and internet connections were down in parts of the county, which is southwest of Cologne. Authorities have declared an emergency in the region. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The World Health Organization said Thursday that COVID-19 cases are rising steeply in Africa, having increased by 1 million in a month. The UN agency's Africa director, Matshidiso Moete, warned during a briefing in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo, that hospitals are near capacity and deaths have jumped by 40% this week.
There is a consistent upward trend in 12 countries with sharp increases in some, such as Algeria, Malawi, Senegal, and Zimbabwe.
Moeti said the highly infectious Delta variant is active in 21 countries in the WHO Africa region. Meanwhile, just over 1% of people across Africa have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, as health officials despair over the slow arrival of doses and watch richer nations return to normal life. This is VOA News. UN agencies said Thursday nearly 23 million children missed out on routine vaccinations last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the highest number in more than a decade. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The WHO and the UN said in an annual report that the gap in global vaccination coverage has set up a perfect storm, meaning children are left more vulnerable to infection just as countries begin to ease their COVID restrictions. 10 countries account for the majority of the 22.7 million children left unvaccinated or undervaccinated against diphtheria, tetanus and pertussis in 2020. India, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Mali, Somalia and Yemen are among the countries most affected by the vaccine backslide. The WHO has urged countries not to lift public health and social distancing measures prematurely as they begin to emerge from the health crisis.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. American diplomats on Thursday kicked off a charm offensive with Central Asian leaders as they worked to secure a close-by spot to respond to any resurgence of outside militants in Afghanistan after the U.S. military withdraws. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Elizabeth Sherwood Randall and Special Representative Zalmay Khalilzad were among those joining a conference in Uzbekistan's capital, drawing foreign ministers and presidents of almost all the regional countries and powers.
This is work we must do together for the Afghan people and for our collective security.
All those meeting are countries urgently and directly affected by whether Afghanistan again becomes a refuge for extremism upon the U.S. withdrawal. More than 35 million families could start seeing new payments showing up in their bank accounts from the federal government, child tax credit money that was part of President Biden's coronavirus relief plan, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It's our effort to make another giant step toward ending child poverty in America.
The credit is $3,600 annually for children under age 6 and $3,000 for older children up to 17. It phases out for individuals making $75,000 a year or married couples making $150,000.
It's the people in the middle, the folks who are struggling, or just looking for a little bit of, my dad would say, a little bit of breathing.
And Vice President Harris notes the money will come just like the bills do.
This tax cut will be issued in monthly payments. This has never happened before. And America, yes, it is a big deal.
President Biden is pushing to make the payments permanent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.